Hello, you're listening to a The Matt Hellier audio boo. Sweden. What do you think of the minute I say that word? It could be all manner of things, and I'm not going to throw any of them out except this one thing. And that is trashy pop music. Yesterday I was reading something online and I discovered a graphic artist slash sort of graphic designer, illustrator called Yanko Svetkov. Hails from Bulgaria, working out of London at the moment. And he's done a series of illustrations called Mapping Stereotypes. And they're largely, as far as I can tell, based around Europe and the cartography of Europe. And instead of putting the country names in the places, he's put the sort of stereotypes. And so you get Europe according to USA, Europe according to Britain, Europe according to France, that kind of thing. And you get the picture. And so I'm looking at the map, Europe according to Britain, and where Sweden is, it says trashy pop music. And I was thinking, I don't know if I agree with that. Just a couple of weeks back, I was in Finland, which, if you're good at geography, you'll know is next door to Sweden. And like most countries that are next door to each other, there is some rivalry between the two. So talking to Finnish people, it was obviously great fun to talk about the quality of Swedish pop music. And Sweden is one of only three countries in the world that actually exports more pop music than it imports. The other two obviously being the US and the UK. And so there I was kind of reeling off bands and artists that come out of Sweden that were really sort of had made a contribution, if we like. Now, some of that might have been slightly tongue-in-cheek. But this is my question, really, for those of you out there who are listening. Sweden, Swedish pop music or rock music, whatever you want to, you know, whatever angle you want to take on it. Would you agree with Yanko Svetkov that in his perception of British stereotypes, that that's trashy pop music? If I was to say things like, well, the obvious one is ABBA, or Roxette, or Savage Garden, or if I was to talk about Europe, the band, not the continent, are you, you know, is your skin crawling? Are you going, no, switch it off, burn it? Or are you thinking, well, no, I can see something. You know, I might not wholly want to live on a diet of Swedish pop music, but every now and again, like a good Swedish meatball, it's interesting. You know, there's Max Martin, without whom we wouldn't have that whole kind of Britney Spears genre of music. And he's coming out of Sweden. So, that you know, for me, my musical taste is broad. It's somewhat eclectic, I think, although probably not extremely so, not compared to like the great John Peel, who, when I used to listen to him on the radio, just couldn't believe that he genuinely could like some of the music he was playing. I'm not like that. I am probably more middle ground, but at the same time, I'm not, you know, a hard rock fan that won't listen to anything else. I'm not a dance music fan that won't listen to anything else. I'm going to span everything between those ends of the spectrum. And for me, Swedish music has its place, and I wouldn't say it's trashy, but then maybe there is some. So what do you think? Help me out. What is your view? And if you were going to put a stereotype on the music of the country you come from, what would that be? For me, being English, I think it's great that we have a dying folk tradition. I've got to be really honest that the music of Morris dancing has never, ever done it for me. And if that does die out, as some people think it might, I don't think I'll feel any great loss for that. I don't know. I don't know if the music of Oasis is the stereotype, sort of like guitar-y rock, big anthems, or is it Robbie Williams singing Angels? You can't go too far wrong with that. Well, you can, obviously. So maybe Robbie Williams, that's the stereotype, at least back in the good old days when he was good. Anyway, there's a few thoughts, just throwing them out there. And, yeah, thanks very much for listening, and let me know what you think.